lie. I be rolling with you, mommy. I be feeling the motion. When I'm inside you, I be deep as the ocean. When it comes to your love, can't lie. It be strong as a potion. That's why me and you forever be coasting. Let's roll.
Co-pilot on the passenger side, be so fly. She so lit, we so high. Just me and my chick, yeah. Just me and my chick, yeah. Co-pilot.
Yo, yo, what up, y'all? Welcome to another one, man. This is Sparking Conversation. I'm your boy, Rod One. I don't know why my camera, I look mad close, yo. I don't know what's going on. It's, I don't know. You know, and it's weird, too, because every now and then, this camera I have, it just does what it wants to do. And guess what else? My sound in the background, it looks really ridiculous. So how about I'm going to turn that off, all right? So, yeah, we're going to do that live because this everything looks ridiculous right now. I'm not gonna claim it though. All right, you know. Welcome, y'all. Welcome to Sparking Conversation. I'm your boy Rod One, up and close and personal, I guess. Tonight, you know, this is weird. I feel like my face is in the air, but hey, we're gonna make it work. I guess this is just what's gonna happen tonight. I guess I gotta deal with the, you know, whatever comes with today. Right. And I think we all are going through that each and every day. Right. I think most of us, we go through a scenario where we wake up in the morning each and every day and we be saying to ourselves, we want our day to go this way. Or maybe, you know, maybe you're like me, man. Maybe, you know, throughout your day, although you have to multitask and do so many different things, your mind is constantly racing on towards freedom. Right. And what that looks like to you. And, you know, what I realized that when it comes down to that word freedom, I think everybody has a different outlook or perspective of what that means to them. You know, some people look at their life as it is right now and feel like, you know, just doing whatever you want to do is freedom, right? And so I guess to each his own, when it comes to that, there's really no right or wrong to that particular mindset when it comes down to freedom. It's just that, what are you willing to do to achieve this so-called freedom? And if you have to do it based on the confines of asking a person when you can go somewhere, when you cannot, I mean that by the means of an employer or whatever, are you truly free? So it's a question that you got to really ask yourself. Like, what is it that you really want out of life? Like, what is more important to you? Is today more important or tomorrow? You know, and I think for me, I think tomorrow is more important, because in the moment is the present, is that day that you're in. It's about what's going on tomorrow. Like, how can I make it better tomorrow? How can I look at tomorrow and have a whole better outlook on what's going to happen outside of what's in my life right now today? But, you know, that's a mindset that you're going to have to take on your own, because there's a lot of people out here who don't believe in that. It's a lot of people who believe in, you know, whatever they're seeing right now today is just what it is. They have no imagination. They have no thought process of the future. And that's what sucks, right? Because we're around these people, whether you're at work or at home, or, you know, they related to you in some type of way. You know, you have to run across these type of people more often than not. But today's going to be an interesting show. Like I say, each and every week, we talk to some of the world's most interesting people. We have Pernell Harris. Well, let's just say this. He's supposed to come on the show tonight. Tonight was his scheduled show. And what we're doing is we have our fingers crossed that he'll be able to make it on. He had to actually have a conference with his lawyer during this particular time. So, you know, hopefully it doesn't run over too long and he's able to get on, because I really want him to give y'all this story, right? We're still on the whole Impact the Family thing, right? We helping Impact the Families get some type of resolution as to how they can get these things inside of them out, right? So many people are forced to have to hold stuff in versus just dealing with it, because so many people are afraid of the response. And, you know, I guess for me, I've never been one to do that. I think, you know, while things are there, you know, mention it, right? Get it over with, you know what I'm saying? Be those people that are willing to be okay with being wrong too, because sometimes people take things out of context and sometimes they do it on purpose because they want to, you know, they want to be opposite. They want to find something negative. And then if you're looking for something, you're going to find it every time. If you're looking for something hard enough, you're going to find it. So before I forget, double shout out to all the people who download the audio version of this podcast. I definitely appreciate y'all. Definitely to all the people that's in them cars, they riding or whatever you're doing, that allows you to, you know, think about us when you want to hear something. We definitely appreciate y'all. Y'all got them downloads going up, and it's amazing. So I just want to give y'all a super shout out. All the links in the description, I want y'all to make sure that y'all check those out as y'all view these videos, man, and these playbacks and stuff like that. Check out the links in the description. It's a bunch of free stuff. It's a bunch of information and different things that can help you, you know, with some information to help you move forward and move towards that so-called freedom. And we all know that financially, we got to be in a certain space in order for us to even achieve that sort of freedom that we want. So, yeah, let's be mindful about education. Let's always teach ourselves. Let's never feel like we know it all, and be willing to just, you know, jump out there, y'all. See if your parachute works, right? That's what I heard. I heard if you want to know if your parachute works, you got to jump. You won't know unless you jump. So, yeah, for those of y'all that are into that. All right, so I don't know what's going on with my camera tonight. It is what it is. I'm up close tonight. You can't even see the merch tonight. Spartan Conversation merch, we got it ready for y'all whenever y'all ready. Y'all know what to do. Check the link. Matter of fact, hold on, let me put the link up there because ain't no need for me to tell y'all to go check something and not put it up there. So go to the link tree. Y'all will see a tab up there that'll say merch. Right, and then click on the tab for the merch, and take you to the site and get busy, y'all. That's what we doing. All right, so I'm gonna bring Meek up, y'all, and we're gonna go over a couple things until Pernell jumps on. Hopefully, he jumps on. But if not, you know, we always gonna come on here. We gonna have some conversation, regardless. That's what Sparking Conversation is about. You know, we open the platform up to those people who may have some things going on in their life, regardless, and they want to get some things out. So, yeah, because coming up, right. So before I bring Meek up, just to let y'all know, coming up, I got people coming on. So we got the candidate for mayor of Raleigh coming up. You know, we gonna check him out and see what he got going on and what's on his plate and how he plans on revitalizing the city of Raleigh as a young black male. And we have a cancer survivor coming on, you know, a female cancer survivor. She's going to be coming on one of these weeks, coming up soon, and we're going to talk about her journey, her story, and hopefully, you know, we could get some things out there to the women, because, you know, in our community, women are dealing with certain type of cancers more than others, like ovarian cancer and breast cancer. Like, it's really running rampant in our community when it comes down to the women. So we have to find ways, and it's things I've been researching too. So that'll be a good show for me to try to figure out, you know, to get this information out of things that we put on us that could possibly cause or help with the cause of cancer, especially in women, right? Because women put way more products on their body than men. And a lot of these products that y'all put on your body is contributing to that. Because remember, your skin is the biggest organ you got. That's why even during COVID, y'all, everybody was wearing masks, but everything else is wide open. It can soak right through. You got pores all over your body. So it's not like if something wanted to get in, it couldn't get in on your arm. Why you think it's certain chemicals they say don't touch without your gloves and all this other stuff? Because it's real. Our bodies can soak up. I even remember being in Puerto Rico one time when I was in one of these caves, and, you know, the tour guide was like, yo, you see this formation right here? It's all natural. It's a mineral formation. But listen, check this out. The oils that we produce in our bodies and stuff like that, if you was to touch it, just one person put one finger on it, it'd destroy everything. So they was talking about it. So we know that we have things that our body can do. And some people don't, you know, we don't know that. But at the end of the day, yeah. So you can get anything in this soap sand, and these things contribute to like breast cancer. A lot of these things contribute to breast cancer and ovarian cancer. You know, that has to do a lot with, you know, things that they're not going to tell y'all, but we're going to get this information out, right? All right. So let me bring Meek up real quick. See what's going on in the world. Meek, what's good, y'all?
What's up? Happy Tuesday.
Yeah, no doubt, yo. And listen, this is dope because I don't know what's going on with my camera, but the fact that now you up here, I've seen a little further back, y'all.
I know you was like this.
I was so close, or my camera's so close, my little sign in the back. Okay, see none of those words right there, yeah. As you're like, you know, you drunk going home in the back of a Uber or something like that, and the car spinning. All you see is
couldn't even see light. What it said. Oh,
right. It just looked like a glob of light back there. And then somebody like, yo, I got a ghost in this house. He's podcasting with a ghost.
It's like ghost podcast.
But what's good, y'all? What's going on with you?
Not much. Chilling.
Yeah, man. I can get that, y'all. Normally you in the whip, so yeah.
No, she don't work today. Tomorrow.
Okay, good. Cool. They finally gave her a day off. All right.
A Tuesday, I guess.
Getting them coins though, yo. You gotta love an independent kid, yo, for real. Yeah. They ain't asking you for nothing. They just
Don't go that far. She's still asking for shit.
Oh, all right. Well, I would think so, more so they just be asking to go places and get there. You know what I'm saying? Oh. But hey, I don't know. I guess that'll never go away, right? Kids always gonna ask for something, right?
Always.
They can be 88 years old. They be praying to you. You're gonna pass away. They be praying. Hey mom, I know you up there, Dad. I know y'all hear me. Send me something.
Look out for me, yo.
Yeah, I know y'all. Be all at your grave and shit. New flowers and shit, like, yo, check this out, pops, y'all. You was here, y'all. You used to talk that talk, yo. I need to be saying, I know you hear me. Yeah, like, I hear you.
Nope. That's why I'm team fuck them kids, because they ain't shit.
That's so funny, y'all. You can't believe that. Well, no, we can't say that. Oh, God, no, because just in case, because, you know, these parents coming up here, Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah.
I know, right?
Don't take me literal, guys. Don't answer me just yet.
But at this usual point, you know what I mean? But yeah, so until he come up, y'all, I was just thinking, like, you know, it's been a lot going on this week. I know last week we talked a little bit about the disses that was going on between Kendrick and Drake and all that other stuff. And so Amanda Sales, she's been double and triple trending.
You know when I was on Club Shay Shay?
Yeah. That's why she's double and triple. But you know what I thought? I wonder, is there ever a real way for you to really express yourself when it comes to how you feel about things? You know, like, is there a real way? It's like, because I think when it came down to Amanda Sales, I think her interview was 3 hours long from what it looked like. I ain't watched no whole 3 hours of it, but from what I could gather, she only talked about the things that happened that was wrong throughout her career, right? Yeah. Never about the fact of having the opportunity, being able to go these places, being in certain rooms, being a part of things and had nothing to do with, you know, really to contribute to get there. You just actually was put in it. And, you know, and I found that out, like, it's a lot of people in life who only look at the negative.
Yeah. I didn't watch it because she kind of annoys me for some reason. I don't know what it is about her, but she irks my soul for some reason. But that was the gist that I got from it, from the clips that I got to see here and there. It was very negative. She did not speak, like you said, about even having those opportunities to even have those bad experiences, you know, like, because she was right. in those people she was complaining about and had those bad stories about are people who others want to get in rooms with, you know, like, right. and so she, but like you said, is it a right or wrong way to tell your story? So
right.
I didn't, like I said, I didn't watch the interview, so I don't know how the questions were lined up.
Right.
So I don't know if he was just asking her about negative experiences, and so that's why that's all she had to say. So I can't speak on that, because right. that does play a big part in it. But if that's the way he's gearing the conversation.
She went viral by posting on her own personal page about how she's never invited to anything that is involving Black Hollywood. So they'll ask her to like host something or whatever, but you know, on the times that she don't get asked to do something, they won't invite her. Like they won't invite her to these awards, they won't invite her to all these other things. So she feel alienated or like, you know, like what the fuck is wrong with me type thing. But then that's what I was thinking. I was like, well damn, you know, I know life is so much harder when we look at things in a negative perspective. It just makes it harder versus looking at it from, you know, a totally opposite way, right? Like, for example, like one of the things that she complained about was, you know, how she was treated when she was a part of Floetry. Now here I am and I'm thinking like, yo, listen, you are upset that you got a chance to be a part of a Grammy award-winning group and you didn't have to write one song, you didn't have to get in the studio and record that one lyric. All you have to do is come out on stage and actually sing, and you're not a backup singer. They put you in the front because of the other member of Floetry going another direction, the original member, and they just put you in there. Like, you didn't see that as the positive, not whether you're going to have the experience. You should expect that, you know, like, you're not the original thing. You may go through a few things, but damn, can you imagine? Can you imagine if somebody would have threw me, when they said that the only person in New Edition that really was doing all the singing was Ralph, when they was recording all the records, that they only gave the other boys certain parts, even if Ricky and Bobby could sing, they still wasn't giving them the parts. Ralph was in there doing all the backgrounds and shit. Can you imagine who Michael Bivins and Ronnie DeVoe is? I would have loved to have been one of them niggas that just sat up there with the microphone all cool it now, slow it down, watch out. Right? Mike completely off, yo. He ain't hear none of my vocals in the background. Just the people who are around me on stage, like, this nigga ain't singing shit. I mean, if they had gave me that opportunity, I'd have been in New Edition. Like, yo, I wouldn't have complained about nothing. They'd be like, yo, fam, you gotta have your own dressing room. You can't be like, cool. All right.
Okay.
I wouldn't even been, you know what I'm saying? But And it ain't just because I'm saying, like, people should just be happy with anything. But what I'm saying is, you know, it's the way you look at things, right? And everything has a timing. There's not a person that is successful that didn't have to go through a moment of grind. You don't get to where you want to be by just taking each day as just a random day. You have to really put into your mind what type of life you want. You know, and then when you express that to people, that's why I said, is there ever a right or wrong way to tell your story? Because you cannot always continue to be a person that's telling people exactly what your intentions are, what you want to do. But for some reason, it's like they should not find nothing wrong if they agree to go through that.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree.
Right. If you agree to that, then there should not be no, right? And that's the fact that I'm saying, like, she was not only a part of Floetry, you know, she was also on that TV series. I never watched it.
Insecure, yeah.
And then
I don't even really remember. I watched Insecure, and that's crazy because I don't even really remember her.
Oh, Well, I don't know. I never watched it, but they said she was on all the seasons. Like, it's five seasons of it. She was on all five seasons.
And all she talked about is how she, something about Issa Rae. She was pissed
based about on the party and all that other stuff. And then, look, here's the thing. I'm not saying that none of these bad things didn't happen to her.
No.
I'm saying, though, throughout her whole interview, all she talked about was the negative things. It's almost like she was going for a Cat Williams moment. Right, trying to get that viral. I'm spilling the tea. I'm all truthful versus her looking at that like, hold on. All right, I went viral for popping shit about not being invited to places. I'm about to go on Club Shay where I know it's going to be a million or so. Let me turn this thing around. Let me present myself in a way that should open up more doors for me. Let me just start off by saying, look, let me just say, all the people who I've ran across and they felt like I've done something wrong, I apologize. Now, imagine if she would have just started that interview off with just taking accountability for the way other people may feel about how you acted, even if you say that you don't believe that it's the truth.
Because it's not about your intention. It's about how people are perceiving it. Because if you're delivering a message, even though it doesn't matter what your intention was, if the people you're delivering that message to took it as disrespect or took it in a bad way, that's how you deliver the message. So that's on you. And what you were saying too, I feel like if she showed gratitude for anything, she would have better experiences. She doesn't even seem grateful, you know, for those chances, for those opportunities. She went in expecting the worst, expecting this to happen to her because this is what always happens to her, as she would tell her story. Because I hear she even went back to about when she was in school and how the teachers, you know, it was just everything always happens to her. And that's how she tells the story. And so that's why it comes off wrong. Because she doesn't take any accountability. There is something that you could have done, you may have done. Again, you may not see that fault in you, but other people see it. And so that is why you're getting the experiences you're getting, because what are you putting out? And I don't think she understands law of attraction.
I think that's another thing that people don't realize is what you put out. Like, you expect people to get to a certain place without you actually showing them that it's okay for them to be there. Right, it's almost like when it comes down to vulnerability, right? They say like it's tough for certain people to be vulnerable, right? They really gotta really trust a person to really be vulnerable enough with them to share certain, you know, really deep things about themselves or, you know, how they view things, especially when it comes to like spirituality and because spirituality is something that people could really look at you weird based on what you may really perceive it to be. Versus the way another person may be, you know, maybe religious or something like that. But I do find that in this day and time, in regards to like what we're talking about now when it comes to Amanda, is that, you know, appreciating opportunities or like the ability to be able to do the things that you desire, right? And you have those opportunities and you don't appreciate. And that's what the weirdest part is when it comes down to it. You know, you have a lot of people, like you said earlier, they're entitled to things being only the way they see it. They don't have no compromise in them to the point where they can't even see what other people are compromising. Mm-hmm. Right? And that's so, and it rings so true as I'm saying this right now, because it's even true for me in my life. It's the same thing. You know, it comes a point in time when you gotta, you know, once you tell people over and over what your intentions are, it has to be left up to them. It cannot be you in a place where you have to always find a way to fight and protect, you know, what your vision is because other people didn't get it.
Mm-hmm. You know, and they're like not supposed to get it.
Yeah.
It's not feeling. And that's the thing. It's like, this wasn't a fucking conference call. That was my calling, bitch. Like, it had nothing to do with you. So you don't have to see it. You don't have to see it through, but you should have enough faith in me that I know what I'm doing. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to jump out here on some crazy shit. Like, it has to be part of my path.
Right. And at least take the opportunity to, you know, see it through. right? Because, you know, nobody can predict the future. All everybody does is they put the future in front of them, like, in whatever that may be, like goals. I know people tell me, I got a 10-year plan, 5-year plan. This is my short-term goal, my long-term goals. You know, people put those in the forefront. But, you know, at the end of the day, however, you know, you look at that, it's still something that you putting in the atmosphere that you got to go towards. It's not something that you could just say you want and you're going to get it here.
Yeah.
Right? You're not going to get it here. Like, you got to, it's over there. You know what I'm saying? So you got to get to it. So with Amanda Sales, I feel bad that she didn't see her life from that thing that she got there. Right? And she was able to get there, y'all. Like, you were able to be a part of this group. You were able to be on a national television show. You were able to host these awards. You was on TV. You was on these Breakfast Club interviews. You on Club Shay. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're literally there. Like, okay, so whatever a person would consider Cat Williams or any of these other people that's been on that chair with him, you are now considered that because you are on that chair with them. You know, I can't get on Club Shay. I did my shit. I can't get on there. You get what I'm saying? So, but you are. So that's what I'm saying. Like, you can't see that you got there.
Yeah.
All you can see is that, it didn't go my way or things not going my way. And that's a lot of people. They don't see it from the opposite end. They don't see, like, you know, it was a sacrifice made for you to be able to get to the things that you wanted to achieve in life.
Yes. And those people,
like, for Amanda, her parents. Her parents had to sacrifice. Or somebody had to sacrifice.
Yeah. Yeah, it's an opportunity. People are fighting for those types of opportunities. That's what I'm saying. It's like gratitude goes a long way, and just it goes a long way for your mood, for what you're putting out in the universe. Like, you got to see the good in things, because sometimes when something does go bad, that might be for your good. Like, you got to really start looking into shit, because there are definitely things that I wanted to do or thought about doing. And then once it came to it and something happened, you know, like when I didn't get to go. And so, and I dodged something, you know, that could have been worse for me or could have led me a different way. So you really got to start looking at whatever that bad experience was, what did you learn from it? What did you get from that? Because there is something. There has to be something in it.
Yeah, it gotta be
a new direction, you know, like it's forcing you to take that pivot into something else. So there's always a reason.
No, you're right. All things that you know, that people look at bad, it's not always meant for your bad. It's meant for you to be okay. Like, it's meant to be good. And then, you know, there are some people who look at things as a setback, and it'll be things that really probably saved your life because you wasn't, you know, in the wrong place at the wrong time. Or, you know, these bad things can happen in order for you to learn, like, which way to go. Like, you know, I think things think that when it comes from God and he sends a sign, it's always going to be this, right?
No.
Like, it's going to be great. It's going to be shiny. It's going to be, yo, this is what God is telling you to do. But you don't think that, you know, if you are a person that was trying to reach a goal, let's just say you're trying to get a master's or a PhD. Oh, you think that you ain't going to have to pull those all-nighters? Because, you know, you got the opportunity to get a student loan or whatever you got in order for you to pursue it. You were approved. Now, I don't know how easy it is to get a student loan, because when I tried, they denied me because when I graduated, they said I didn't check the box that states that I would be willing to be drafted if the country needed it. So I wasn't eligible for no type of financial aid, no type of nothing. So I couldn't do continuing education after high school unless I paid for it out of pocket. I don't know how they found that out. They pulled me up by my joint. I went, because I was going to film school. That's what really, I didn't know that until then, because I decided to go to film school a real long time ago. Before I even really got into it, I picked it up on my own because of, you know, music videos and shit like that, but not me shooting music videos, but me directing the music videos and making them short films with the crew that I was in. So that's what really, but I wanted to go to school for it. I tried to go to Full Sail and I tried to go to the other one, and I was denied for that reason. So any other person that's going out there to get student loans, I don't know how easy it is or how, you know, it is for them, but if you got approved to be able to go to this continuing education and get to where you had to go, that was a blessing. Because like I said, there's people out here like me who didn't get the opportunity and wanted to go do something, you know? And so whenever that happens, do you think that you ain't going to have to pull no all-nighters? You think you ain't going to have to be on the no-dos and all that other shit? You think you ain't going to have to write them papers? You think you ain't got to go do dissertations and all these other... You ain't going to have to do that? Oh, because God gave you the opportunity? No.
Right. Like
you still got to go through what you got to go through to get there. It's going to be sleepless nights. It's going to be barely this, that, and the third. You're going to have to go, come. You're going to have your suitcase. It's going to be half-packed and unpacked at all times. Right? Because this is the path that you're on. Now, if you're following your purpose, how many people know if they're following their purpose or not? You won't know unless you're doing something in it. Like, I promise you, everybody that's sitting at home right now that think that your purpose is going to come to you in your crib, or if you think it's going to come to you at what, you know, just at your job or whatever, you, it's not.
Well, honestly, my whole business, it came to me. I had no intentions on ever starting a business.
Gotcha.
It was like a voice said, start a LLC. Literally. It was like somebody was sitting right next to me and told me to do it. And I was just like, okay. Still had no idea what I was going to do with this LLC once I set it up. I set it up, got my letter in the mail, everything. Didn't even think about it for 6 months. And then I was creating myself a journal. And then all of a sudden people wanted me to make one for them. So it was... I didn't even fight for it. I didn't try for it. But there were other things that I was doing, trying to find my purpose, trying to get to what am I here for? So although I didn't go looking for this, I was literally on my couch when it happened. I was also doing a lot of work on myself. So I feel like I was at that place.
Put it in the atmosphere, your energy.
Yeah.
Your energy attracted it to you. But that's the thing. You said, yo, you didn't just get the, go start an LLC, and then you didn't do it. You still have to go do the LLC, right? The journal, you had to do it. Now you're doing it for other people. You got to still create them. You got to make them. I don't know how much time it takes you to do them, but I'm sure it's not like a 15, 20-minute process. If you got to do it, you're personalizing it for people, you're doing all that. You got to do the work. Right, it's not just because you were giving it to you. The voice told you, yo, go start this. It didn't say, yo, go start this, and then now that's all you gotta do. Mm-hmm. And that's what that's the energy that I'm talking about, is that once you do hear that calling, and like I said, all you gotta do is be in that energy and it'll come to you. You gotta want it. I think that's for anything in life. Like, you gotta want it. If it come to you, be okay with playing that position. That's another thing too. People, they don't understand when it's okay to be, you know, the quarterback, and it's okay to be the kicker.
Yeah.
Right? The Indian and the Chief. It's okay with being both. You don't have to be one at all times. Right? And that's where partnership come in at. Right? Because sometimes where another person is stronger at, you allow them to be that chief right there and that. Doesn't take away from who you are, but you allow them to be the chief, right? But then when it's time for you to step up in your superpower, then they know, you know, that you're the chief. So that's the whole thing about a lot of things. Like, I think with her whole scenario just had me kind of thrown, because like, I think that telling your experiences is healthy, whether they're good or bad. Like, it gets the shit out of you, right?
Yeah.
But I don't know if you can be a person who is being considered something, and then all you do is defend why people are saying that about you versus you giving them another outlook on how to look at you. You know, I dealt with a lot, you know, with people who, you know, they don't fuck with me no more. Like, it'll be people who will be around, the next thing you know, hear from them no more. They'll tell you why. They'll be like, yo, you pissed in my cornflakes. They don't do nothing. They'll just bounce.
No, fuck you, kiss my ass.
Yeah, just like no nothing. And they go. And then, you know, you walk around here on your own and just be like, damn, how can I? Damn, like, all I did was try. All I did was put that out there. Like, yo, like, listen, it's a lot of people who talk about doing shit. I just do it. Like, I don't understand. And then they'll be gone. And then it's like family, too. It's like you grow up with people. Like, you expect to always in life have these people around. And then when they're not there no more, you know, it make it seem like it's you. Like, you got to turn that around. Like, you got to really be okay with understanding that the way your purpose is, and when you're in the right space with God, is he going to remove the people that's not supposed to be and add the people that are. My black ass got to realize when you're not arguing with people who are showing where they rather be.
Yeah.
Like, I got to stop trying to convince people, like, if they don't see my purpose. Like, I got to stop doing that. That's where I have to fall. I fall short at myself, you know? Like,
I don't think they try
to convince people instead of letting them. I pray every day, remove the people that's not supposed to be and add those at all.
And then here you go trying to keep them. Like,
and here I go sitting up here trying to turn it around, and it's all only them, you know, speaking the way that they feel, and it's not me. So I have to be okay with that. And yeah. I just thought about that just now, because that's a real thing. I pray it every morning, you know what I mean? So if that's something that I'm asking, then if people are removing themselves, I didn't say let me remove. I said remove the people who are not supposed to be and add the people that are.
Yeah.
So people remove themselves. They find something wrong with you. They find something wrong with you enough, they'll remove themselves. You don't have to do it.
No, exactly.
You just stay focused.
Yeah, stay on your path, because once you are following that, if they're not meant to be there, they're going to fall away. They have no choice, because they can't go with you, and they know they can't go with you. And everything that you're exploring, everything that you're doing, they're in the back now. Like, you don't even, they ain't even on the same wavelength as you. And not in a bad way. I don't mean that in a negative way, like you're rising above them. I mean, your paths are different. And so you're going one way and they're going a different way. They're just not meant to follow you. And there's nothing wrong with that. And people need to realize that, like people say, it's people are here for either a reason, a season. You know, it's they're not, some people are not here forever. They're not your forever people. So when they do fall away, you need to think about what did they bring to your life? Because there's a lesson in that. They were there for a purpose. And so that's when you start to think, okay, so what was their purpose? Why were they here? And then you can let them go, because now you understood, oh, this is what they were here for. So that is done. And so now they're gone. And so you don't have to feel any hard feelings about it. You don't have to have regret about it. You can miss them. You can miss the experiences, but you can let it go because you understood their purpose and now it's done.
I know, and it's weird though, because you gotta really have that mindset, especially because when it comes down to like your family and stuff like that, and you know, like I said, you grow up with these people, right? Huh? I mean, you know, and then it's like, what? Like, I really have to look at it that way. Like, I really have to look at it like, yo, they just not meant to go. And you'd be like, but how did they not be meant to be there? Like, but they're not. And it's the hardest thing, because and throughout life, they be the closest people to you. I mean, the closest that you have. You know, very few people got a person that they consider a best friend. I mean, it's a lot of people who I run across who say that they have, like, a best friend. Which I find that, like, yo, I feel like that's, that got to be a blessing.
It's a blessing for sure. Because I love my best friend.
You get what I'm saying?
Ride or die right
there.
Whatever
connects these souls together, man, to make them the best of who they are for each other without no, you know, unconditionally. Like, I think that's dope. I see guys got, you know, best friends where they went to college with them, high school, I don't know. And then some people, you know, I mean, for women, I guess it's the same thing. But then, you know, a lot of people, their best friend is their cousin, right? First cousin, you know, like second cousin or something like that. Like, it be the cousin, you know, or they might have an aunt or uncle that's not, that might be a year or two older.
Yep.
Right? Like,
cause we got family set up. Yeah,
I know I got that on my side. My Uncle Omar, he looked like a couple years older than me. I remember we walking around, people were like, "Yo, y'all the lady?" He'd be like, "Yeah." He used to look at me like he don't even want to tell him I'm his nephew because he's like, "You old, yeah." We got to be like, "Yo, yeah, that's my uncle." Like, "Yo, yeah, this dude, we was in diapers together." Yeah, but that's my uncle. You know what I'm saying? But that's them things. So those be your best friends or your best whatever growing up, and then when they're not there no more. Whew.
Yeah.
It's a hard road whenever you feel like that. And then when you are on your purpose and you realize, okay, like, damn, all right. So you removing people and you gotta stop trying to force them to be there. That's the hardest part about what that let go thing is. Versus you trying to force people to be there, you got to learn to let them go. Because, like, when you do, and it's meant for them to be there, they'll come around. Because, you know, we play such an intricate role in our families when you're, like, the oldest sibling, right? You play a really huge role. A role that they won't ever really, can really recognize. Because their whole young baby life up until their adulthood, all the shit that they forgot, you the oldest sibling, you ain't forget shit. Yeah.
Exactly.
You ain't forget them shitty ass pampers. You ain't forget, like, you know what I mean? Like, having to feed, like, you ain't forget, like, what the sacrifice, you know, you ain't forget that. Like, growing up, like, having siblings growing up, especially in New Jersey, if you got siblings, man, you might as well kiss your kid, your childhood goodbye. You about to be an adult. As soon as you old enough to stay home, it's a wrap. Once your shit hit double digits, as soon as you hit 10 years old, you're 21. You done. All that building clubhouses and shit, you done.
It's a wrap.
All that, it's a wrap. You done. Now you got to go bag groceries. You got to find ways to get school clothes. Like, you got to do all this shit on your own, like, at that particular spot. And then for those particular people not to be in your life no more, that's heartbreaking. But it's part of it, right? It's part of that mm-hmm. growth. But that goes for anybody in your life, though. Not just when it comes down to your siblings. That goes for anybody in your life. Especially in this game, like, you know, even with the content creation or the music or whatever you do in your life. Like, yo, you gotta stop arguing with people that's looking for reasons to find, like, you know, that something is wrong with you. You gotta stop arguing with people.
I actually learned this lesson 4 years ago. A good friend of mine, I met her when I first moved here. I didn't know anybody when I moved to North Carolina. I met her like a month after I moved here. And so we were tight, but she passed away in 2020. Mm-hmm. And I had to learn her death. Like, it had a purpose for me as well. She had cancer. So you did mention cancer earlier. So that's what made me think of her. But, it made me think, had she not passed away, I probably would have never met you. I wouldn't have been on this journey that I was on had she still been here. Like, I had a different life and a different trajectory, a different mindset when she was here. And so it took me losing her to start to do other things and to start looking within myself through depression and all of that. So that's what helped me get through it a little bit more. It was like, okay, I know what her purpose was for me while she was alive, and I know what her purpose of leaving for me was. And it did, because I have a whole different mindset and a whole different way that I'm living my life than I did when she was here.
Well, you know what? Yeah. I know some people, and that goes along with what's been said to a lot of people, like, sometimes the way you find your purpose is uncomfortable.
Super uncomfortable.
You get pushed.
I had to hit a low, you know, like a real low to even want to know what my purpose was, you know? Mm. And so that is now my life purpose is life purpose.
Yeah, because that's what made me pick up the camera, you know, being that low, like being so far in a space where you just was like, yo, I keep hearing these voices saying that, yo, do all this stuff, and I'm sitting up here saying, how? Like, you see me sitting here without shit? Like what am I doing? And then, you know, and then it just starts from there, and it kept going, and to where it is now. And I have to constantly remind myself, whenever you are at your lowest, is where you really, if you don't, you know, because some people, they take themselves out at that space. Whatever rock bottom is for them, sometimes they not here no more. People don't find the strength to move on. Like, some people just wallow or stay in that negative space just because it's comfortable, you know, versus them doing whatever they need to do to step outside of their comfort zone and be something greater than themselves. And that should take you to pretty much fall down almost.
Yeah.
Right? Because even with being in a relationship, like, I've been divorced before, right? And I mean, I being married and then getting to the point where you feel like it has to come to a place of divorce. Now, first of all, you know, when you're in that particular situation, when it comes to being married, like, you think about it, like, people put this stigma on you that this particular version of a relationship means you have to endure more in order for you to really, you know, feel like whether you're supposed to be happy or not. Like, people say, it's not about happiness, it's about how much you can find joy in the situation you're in. And so I don't agree with that fully, because I think it is a balance to happiness and joy. They're not the same thing at all.
Yeah.
Right? But I do believe that purpose is the most important thing that you're going to find out in life. Like, why are you here? Like, once that shows up in your life, and then you see how other people show out, it is the most disturbing thing, because you commit to things in a certain way. You commit to things with the vision still in your head. Like, these people can't see the shit.
Mm-mm.
No. So when you commit to them knowing that, oh, yeah, this is still here. And you tell them, hey, look, this is what I'm trying to do. This is it. It's here. I'm committing in this particular space, but listen, this is here. But for some reason, people rather say that you're supposed to put the commitment before this here. But I'm meeting you doing this here.
Exactly.
Just how you just said. You said if it wasn't for you being on that life path, being on that journey, meeting Nicole, then for Vernon to go, it's like you was already on a path of the trajectory. You had a best friend, mm-hmm. You had a friend. You probably wouldn't even been in that friend group if you still had your friend like that, right?
Exactly.
Like, so to even move it around. So it's like, but this is here. It's not going anywhere. It's going to continue to follow. The only time it go here is when you turn it off. Yep. And then once you turn it off, then you turn off your purpose. And then now you live somebody else's purpose. Because
yeah.
The people that's meant to be in your life, they don't want to dim your light. They'll never dim your light. They don't want you to put your purpose to the side. They want to be a part of it. They want to roll and be a part of it. You know what I mean? Yeah. They don't want that shit to go. So when you, and that's why in the sense of a commitment from marriage, like, yo, I was like, yo, I'm not about to sit in a life of misery because somebody told me that I'm supposed to fight my way through that. It's like, no, you know, at some point you can't be the only one fighting.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying this about her in that way, like about who was fighting more or not. But like at the end of the day, you know, you got to be willing to accept your losses.
Yeah.
Right? Because had I stayed there, I wouldn't have had I wouldn't have had King or RJ.
Yeah.
And I couldn't have any children in that scenario. You know what I mean? So that is so imagine. You get what I'm saying? Like if you settled. Like, I would have settled, I wouldn't have had that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
RJ Bright is my whole life. My whole life. You know what I mean? I gotta go back through and look at pictures of King and stuff like that based on the scenario with his mom. But when it comes down to RJ, he like my whole life up.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and because of him is the reason why I don't sit around and play, you know. But I'm still looking at it for if I would have not followed my purpose, then I wouldn't have that, and I would have missed that in life.
Yeah.
I'm not willing to do that no more.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what I'm on. It's like, if you ain't, not that I need you to be there every step of the way, but if you can't at least support me in that and understand what I'm doing, then I need you to move away, because I don't need the hindrance. You know, I don't need anybody, no naysayers. I don't need none of that. Either you're my cheerleader or you're going to move the fuck around. Like, that is it.
I mean, it's got to believe in me. You got to. I mean, until you give a person a reason not to believe in you anymore, I think they got to find it within themselves whether that's the space they want to be at. And that goes back to being, that goes back to Amanda Sales. Like, look, listen, if you not having, if it's not working out for you in entertainment, then you might have to find another lane. Maybe that's just not your purpose. You've been given all these opportunities. Maybe that's not your purpose.
Not working out. Exactly. Get in where you fit in, you know, like, you shouldn't be, if all these people are doing this to you and you're getting all these negative reactions from people, why do you keep putting yourself in those positions?
It's like, yo, find what works for you and just develop that. Like, be okay with knowing that you got, because there's somebody who woke up and their dream is to be in Hollywood. They doing all kind of short films, independent, they doing everything they can to get to that space that you have just been thrown in, right? And not saying that she didn't put in work, I'm just saying, like, you know, just her trajectory from radio to this and that, like, she just moved straight through. Like, and this, like I said, it's a person who went to school, they went to school for acting, theater, drama, they did all these things, they put in hours, time, they sag, they all these things, and they don't have, they haven't been in the rooms that she's been in. So I really don't understand when it comes down to opportunity, when it comes down to, you know, the freedom to be able to do so, why that is not important. It's got to be. It's got to be important at some point, yo.
You got to show your gratitude for it. It just brings in more, I feel like. It really does. Because when, even if she would have said, I'm grateful for all these experiences that I've had, they may not have all gone my way, that might make other people like, well, maybe I should give her a chance, you know, and then it might find, you know, but if you're just putting out all that negative and that's all people are hearing, like, who wants to bring that into their energy?
Exactly.
You know, like, because then you're going to have a story about them and then they're going to be watching an interview that you're on where you're bad mouthing. Like, nobody wants that in their company. And so that's why you really, words have magic. They really do. They cast all these types of spells, depending on what you say and how you say it. And so it's you got to be very careful what you're putting out.
That's a fact. Because she, I think that's what happened. She messed it up for herself. Because even after her Club Shay interview, she talked about him.
Yeah.
He didn't do it right. He didn't. He put up the wrong type of titles. He used clickbait and all this other shit. And it's like, oh, God.
Yeah, she kept digging her own grave. It was like people were already kind of slightly annoyed by the interview. And then here she comes again trying to defend herself. It's like nobody's asking you for this. And you're really just putting a bad taste in people's mouths. That's it.
Pretty much. And it's always coming from based on a complaint. But you know, she was a good example this week of just that type of mindset of people who don't recognize the opportunities they get. They don't see the blessings. They only see what's wrong. All she saw was wrong. Not the fact that she was able to do all these things. She was on a tour. She got paid to sing songs that she didn't have to write, record, or do nothing. Like, I mean, there's not many people in this world who can say that, like, at all. Like, some of the things that you're able to do, and there's none of that is a positive.
Yeah.
People got, you know what? And I'm looking at that too. Like, for whoever's around her, like, they, I'm sure after that, there's probably people who are just like, you know what? I'm gonna have to give you some space till you figure it out, because this energy ain't it.
No, I know people like that. I know people in real life like that, and I can't be around them. It's just, unless my energy is at 1,000, like, I'm real, my cup is already filled, I can't take on their burden. Like, I can't. it depletes me having a conversation with them. Like even a text conversation, it's like, just no, not doing it. They'll call me sometimes, I won't even answer. Like I'm not doing this. You're not taking the little bit of energy I have, because I already know you're calling me to complain about something, because that's just who they are.
It's so easy. It's so easy for people. And I be wondering, like, I don't talk on the phone a lot, which I'm thankful. Like, I don't have, like, a bunch of people that just want to call and talk on the phone all the time. So I'm good. It's weird to me when people have people who only call, they call them all the time or they talk to them often, and it's always something negative.
Yeah, no. So I don't talk to her often. She doesn't call often, but when she does, that's what it is.
That's what it is.
Yeah, and I'm just like, nope, not doing it. Like, I get it. I know what I can do. And I usually, because I've helped her in the past, helped her talk down from it, but it's a lot. It's a whole lot. And so unless, like I said, my cup is full, I do not give to her.
Because
it does me no good.
You know what? They say that, though. Where some people say therapy is needed, and then they say you're supposed to be able to confide in the people that's closest to you, whatever relationship that is, right? So it's like you're supposed to have two means of being able to get the things that's in you, that's affecting you in a certain way, out of you. So that's why sometimes, like, I don't mind when people come, because a lot of people tell me a lot of things that they go through, and it'd be negative. Look at the podcast. Look at what you've been, you know what I'm saying, doing, exactly. Right? So it happens where you got to deal with that. It's just that I think God has allowed me to be able to not internalize it. And I'm just so thankful for that particular part where I can listen to something that somebody is going through but not internalize it to the point where it changes me. Like, I empathize with people, but it doesn't allow me to take on their burdens. But I'm thankful for that. But I know a lot of people can't do that.
Yeah.
You know, because they absorb energy. Yeah, some people absorb.
For me, it depends on the person. Sometimes it's too much energy for me, and I have to, like, I actually start to feel heavy. Like, I feel it on top of me, and so I have to walk away. I know that if I were to stay, it's a bad situation for me, like health wise, mentally. You know, like it drains me. But I'm aware of it. And so when I am in those situations, I remove myself because I know you're an energy vampire. You're about to drain me dry and I'm not doing it. And so I walk away.
It's tough because I've heard of people who have never had like mental, like any type of like real physical or like no type of conditions or nothing like that. But then because of the thought process in their life, all of a sudden now they have seizures. So it's like, hold on for a second. Wait a minute. Just the way you think and feel can cause you to have a seizure. All right. So
you can make yourself get a fever. Yeah.
I've heard of that too. Yeah.
Yeah. You can cause anything
in your body by the way you think, right? Okay. Yeah. So if we have the power of doing that, then we should be able to understand that we have the power to do the opposite when it comes down to the way things happen in your life. Sometimes, you know, other people around you be fighting demons themselves. You got to be willing to remove the demon from, you know, sometimes you might have to remove yourself. Like, listen, sometimes having the power of discernment is something that comes to people as a warning sign for you too. It's not just for you to walk around and be like, hey, I have a gift. No, sometimes the gift is for you to be used. Like, listen, this person is battling with a demon. It's not you. But that doesn't mean you stay in it. Like, that you don't stay with the demon because they battling it. Like, yo, like, nah, that's not what we do. Like, hold on. You need a space. You need to go be over there with that thing until you can get that thing out. Because when that thing get out, where it's going?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You're going to jump to somebody.
You can't come. It can't save it. Right. So, you know, not literal exorcism, but, you know, like we have to mentally put ourselves in that position too. Like, you got to be willing to be like, yo, it's okay. Like, yo, you dealing with that. That's you dealing with that. You can't put me on that with you. I ain't signed up for that. That wasn't part of the deal. That's not in me.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, like, no, that's not part of it. Like, yo, this is what you doing. This is what you feeling like. This is what you dealing with. I'm not going down there with you.
Yes.
And be okay with that. But there'll be things that people will allow to happen to them. And, you know, we've had enough people on this show like that, you know, they will allow things to go to a certain extent. Versus being okay with communicating about it, and you know, and then it may not go the way you want it to go. Like the communication, you know, shit, you might not go the way you want it to go, but it's out.
Yeah, that's it. Had to get out somehow. Anyway, it don't matter. Gotta have zero expectations sometimes. You know,
yeah, really it was a shock in the water. I don't give a fuck how you got out the water. It's a shark in the water. Get your ass out. I don't care if you run, jump. I don't care if you swim. I don't give a fuck. Get out.
Just get out and fast.
Get out the water. Right? You know, so many thugs in this world. Everybody tough. I ain't going nowhere. All right, stay there, B.
That's on you, buddy.
Right? But that's the whole thing about life. Like, you know, God, The whole thing with the free will, he give you a free will is also having the ability to be happy.
Yeah. It's a choice.
That's the joy. Joy. It's a choice. Like you could choose it. You could look at your life and you could be thankful for what you have. You could probably ride around a couple of, you know, low poverty neighborhoods and then I bet you'll come back home and appreciate what you got. Yeah. Listen to enough people's stories like us. Like when I listen to the people that come on here, I'm looking for all kind of ways to keep RJ and King out of shit.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even, you know, sometimes even that didn't work for these people. But it has nothing to do with what your goal is as a parent. Like your goal is I'm going to give y'all these opportunities that I didn't have. Like we're going to put y'all out there, you know, to give you that opportunity if it don't work that way, it ain't because I did not try.
Exactly. Because that's all you can do. And that's why I was saying, like, you got to take the expectation off of some things. Because it may not go how you envisioned it, but it doesn't make it a failure. It doesn't mean you didn't succeed in some way. And so that's what a lot of people, and that's the Amanda thing. She had these expectations and they didn't quite measure up to that. And so for her, it was all a bust, you know, it was nothing but negative. And that's because of your expectations. You can't expect what other people are gonna do. You have no control over other people. As long as you come correct, as long as you did what you did, that's all you can control. And so she's mad about other people's behaviors and how other people reacted or, which is nothing she could have controlled anyway. So what expectation did you have? Why did you even have an expectation?
I don't know. I mean, you know, people do have their thought process of Hollywood and what they expect when they get there. You know, people want to be famous, and I guess it hasn't turned over enough for her. She wasn't accumulating enough fame at the rapid rate that she felt like her talent was going to produce. So I don't know. I'd have been trying to get some checks. Look, all that fame. I'd have been trying to get to them checks. Yo. What are we doing? Exactly.
As long as you're doing it and you're doing something you enjoy, like all the other shit don't matter.
Yeah,
you're still doing something you love. Like,
at that point, is it even considered a job when you're doing something that you love to do?
That's what I'm saying. When I do my business stuff, I don't even look at that as a job. Like, I love what I do. My job? No, that's a job, and I hate it. It feels like a job. It feels exactly like that.
But the things that you love to do, man, it's in you. It's a part of you. You know what I mean? So, all right. Well, you know, I guess, you know, when it comes down to it, I'm sure Pernell, he'll reschedule, which is good, too, because, like I said, it's cool to decompress sometimes on the platform, right? So it's all love. So, you know, he definitely going to be scheduled. So we'll get him on later on in the month. We got some people lined up before him. But, man, before we get out of here, anything you want the people to know? Like, tell them what's going on, what's new?
Human Design is still going. some people somehow found our group. We got like 22 people trying to get in. So we're going to definitely be running this again next month. So definitely be following me, be looking out. We're actually going to try to do like a 2-hour just overview of human design for the people, just to get them excited about it, just get them to learn a little bit about it, an overview of it. So yeah, definitely follow me. There is a lot of things coming. I'm really stepping into this, my life coaching role, and really trying to take that up a notch. So yeah, look out for me.
Dope. All right, y'all make sure y'all follow me, man, and keep up with everything she got going on. I think they only catering to women right now, so you ladies jump out there and
Human design, I think we're doing men in that, because that's not just my coaching. So I think for human design, even males, definitely, if you're interested in it, come on through.
Okay. All right. Well, fellas, y'all hear it. You know what I'm saying? If you want to figure out how to design your human, go holler at me.
It's not what it's about.
y'all about to design y'all robot, male or the bride.
That's not how.
You know what I mean? That little pocket thing inside of it. You know what I mean? So you can tear it up.
No, that's not even close to what human design is, guys. Don't listen to him. Please don't listen to him.
Fellas, make sure y'all check in, though, man. Tap in and, figure it out, though, man. See if that's something that y'all might be interested in. But for those of y'all that are joining and learning about human design, man, it's a good look, man. We're going to have a show one day, you and your partners will have to come on, and we're going to have to break it down, like what it is and, you know, what it entails, and how can a person really figure out what their design is? Because I think that's
basically... Oh, no. You just plug in your birth. It's already there. Based on your birthday, your time of birth, and where you were born.
Okay, gotcha. Okay.
So we're not, you don't create anything, you don't make anything up, it's already there. Gotcha. We just break down what each piece means and how it affects you as a human, who you are. Because everybody's chart is different.
Oh yeah, that's dope. That's spiritual too, so that's dope. All right, y'all, so that's even better. See what happened when you ask questions? You know what I'm saying? You learn when you ask questions. That's dope. So yeah, y'all make sure y'all holler at me, man. Y'all get busy, man. Y'all have y'all information together, and I guess you know we can get y'all right, y'all. As far as me, y'all know what to do. Just keep continuing to follow the pages. Everything is up. The content is up. The podcast is up. Everything is up, yo. So we just building. You know what I mean? So I just want people to continue to follow the movement. Make sure that you guys continue to support the people who come on the platform. Like I said, some people just need little light words of encouragement. It don't take much to get on their timeline or even under the clips I post. And, you know, just throw a couple of heart emojis or the little, you know, what is the emoji? Hugging the heart. Whatever you can do.
Just to let them
know. Yeah, the care emoji. Just to let them know that, you know, somebody else is out here empathizing with them. Because like I said, some of these people are dealing with stuff that they've been dealing with that for years. It's not new. They're just telling them stories for the first time, like on a public platform. But yeah. So that's it for tonight. I definitely appreciate y'all for watching, those that jumped on. I want to make sure that y'all really follow the page, man, and just keep up with everything we're doing. It's a lot of things coming up, man. I'm going to give y'all a lot of information. Make sure y'all click the links in the description. And yeah, man, until next week, y'all know what to do, man. Don't hurt nobody out there. Remember, if you don't believe in yourself, nobody else will, yo. So until next week, peace.